You're listening to Stephanie and Fox, where we aim to educate, enlighten, and evolve your intimacy.
You can find us at stephanieandfox.com to learn more about counseling, self-study courses, and retreat services that we provide.
This show contains adult content about relationships, intimacy, and sex, and is meant for those 18 years and older.
Now please, sit back, listen up, and get ready to evolve your intimacy.
Welcome to Naked Storytime with Stephanie and Fox. We're sitting here in our big comfy bed, naked, recording the show.
Naked?
Naked.
Not naked?
No, it's naked.
Naked?
Yeah, naked.
That's that country in you.
Anyway.
Naked.
I'm so glad you're back. You've been gone for a few shows.
Yeah, I've been busy traveling, having a little fun, working.
Yeah?
Having more fun.
Yeah. Well.
What have you been doing?
I've been
working.
Doing a little work. So, tonight, we're going to tell you a story about our trip to Hedo, Hedonism 2, back in July. This is going to be a multi-part show, and tonight we're going to be discussing the first 5 days of our unintentional extended stay in paradise.
Of our 12 days. 12 days, right?
Well, yes, but we're going to talk about the first 5 out of our unintentional extended stay.
I understand. I was just making sure the math was right. Go ahead.
So, going into this trip, I was a little bit nervous. Actually, I was more nervous this trip than I was in March.
Your first trip?
Yeah, our first trip. I was feeling like...
So, you were more nervous for your second trip rather than your first trip.
Yes.
Okay. I want to hear this one. Go ahead.
Because I was afraid that what if it didn't compare? What if the second trip wasn't as good as the first one, and now I'm stuck with bad memories?
That's fair.
Yeah. But
considering the groups we were going with, I knew that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, we did. So we went with Topless Travel and My Frisky Business. Mm-hmm. We went with them in March, too. So we kind of fell in love with them in March. You can listen to the first show about that and hear all about us. And we interviewed both of them back in March at Hedo.
So both Topless Travel and then My Frisky Business.
My Frisky Business, yep. Mm-hmm. So go back and listen to those shows. You can learn a bit more about them. But though, we just fell in love with them, and that's why we went back.
Yeah. Them, let's be more specific. Mark and Chelsea from Topless Travel and Jess and Justin from My Frisky Business in particular. Let's narrow it down just a little bit more. They just, you know, these two groups just had this vibe and this, you know, everyone's invited, everyone's loved, everyone participates no matter what. And they just brought the whole resort together.
They do.
They really do.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very few people that are not at their events or their contests or their parties.
Yeah. We've met them back in March for the first time. Mm-hmm. And we did not book with them. And they just welcomed us in. We were playing nude volleyball in the pool, all sorts of things. And we weren't part of their group, but we were part of their group.
We won a sex toy, vibrator.
We did. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. And we're going to talk more about that throughout. Well, you know, you and I always have to have some sort of adventure. It's just in our nature. I've decided that anything we do.
You mean your nature?
No.
Because before you, my life, everything was working out just fine.
Our life works out just fine now. It's just there's adventures along the way.
But there's so much more with you now.
Well, I can't help
it. It's always very interesting.
Okay.
So, you have the worst luck, but it's funny, dumb luck.
All right. Are you going to let me off the hook on this one?
Okay.
So we wake up at 3:30 in the morning. And we rush to the airport. We get to the airport, and it is packed solid. I'm talking about who in the hell and why is this many people leaving at 4:45 in the morning? I don't know. But
yeah, don't people like to sleep?
Right? I mean, I thought we was doing good. We had places to be, but I didn't know that many people had that many places to be. Mm-hmm. Well, we couldn't get through security. We had just kept being rerouted.
Well, no. one of their machines went down.
Okay.
In the line that we were in. So then we switched lines. In the middle of that, another machine went down, and that created chaos.
And the airline we were flying, you had to make the changes 5 minutes before the flight left, or you had to pay for new tickets. So I'm on the phone with, or trying to get on the phone with the airlines, but there's so many people, none of our calls are going through. Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying to call. So we had no service. We finally make it through. We run to the gate and the plane, we just see it kind of driving off. And yep. We're like, that is our plane. That's us. Thankfully, the flight attendant was amazing, and she knew that there was a debacle, because that's all it could have been, was a debacle, and switched our planes, everything.
Switched our flights.
Yeah, switched our flights, switched our planes.
Well, same.
Yeah, and then that's how we went from there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but not our luggage.
Not our luggage. So we land in Jamaica, and our luggage does not.
Right, so we get informed that the reason our luggage didn't make it to Jamaica was because you have to be there with your luggage as it crosses the international line. And this is some type of international agreement between countries. So our stuff got stuck in Florida. We had to file a lost claim report to make it legal for them to send us our luggage into Jamaica.
Yes.
And so, yeah. So go ahead. So
thankfully, we're going to a nudist resort.
Yeah, thank you. Thankfully. Thank goodness Hito doesn't require too many clothes.
Not at all.
So then, I was really glad, because as we find all this out, we had a personal driver.
Oh, shame.
Last time we took the the main shuttle. What's it called? Sun.
I don't remember.
Sun something.
Sunset shuttles or something. Yeah. Like,
I don't remember the exact name. but this time we took a personal driver, because a bunch of people were telling us, just take a personal driver, it's better. So we meet with our personal driver, and he hands Stephanie a present. He's like, oh, here you go. Mm. Gives her a, was it a pint?
It was a pint.
It was a pint.
Mm-hmm.
Of, yeah. Greenberry, or...
Sour apple vodka.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Yep. And I drank that entire thing.
Within like 10 minutes.
No, it was not that fast. Within the ride to the hotel.
Okay,
to
the 10 resort. Minutes and...
Really?
15 milliseconds.
Really? No. So, rule of thumb, we said this many times, that everybody we talk to and everybody we've interviewed, all the articles I've written about hedonism too, we always say, don't go hard on your first day. Don't. Ease into it. It's a travel day. Relax, enjoy it.
And I've always stuck to that plan.
I did not this trip.
No, you didn't.
And it started the second we landed in Jamaica. So the driver provides me with my sour apple vodka. I drink it all the way to the resort. We get to the resort. James, who is amazing, he comes to greet us. And he's like, where's your bags? Welcome home. Where's your bags? And we don't have any bags. So we're like, hey, we don't have any clothes. So he goes and gets us a drink. So the drinking continues. Wait.
Can I give kudos to myself?
What?
So me being the smart one, I had a backpack.
No, wait, that's
with some clothes of mine inside of it. And a toothbrush and some other stuff. Because I know to pack this stuff just in case.
Ladies, are you ready to take your intimacy to the next level? Head over to our website to find out about relationship, intimacy, and sex counseling.
And gentlemen, are you needing a little bit more? Join us at stephanieandfox.com to learn tips on how to communicate with that special someone and ignite that flame.
Now, let's get back to the show.
Oh, sorry, I was giving kudos to myself.
Mm. Yeah, well, anywho...
So, wow, I just got the huge southern wave and look.
Bless your heart.
Her hair moved and stared at me.
I'm on schedule right now, and if you can't stick with me.
Her hair just gave me a Texas gangster sign.
Anyway, so the drinking continues, but since we didn't have anything, we really needed to go to the gift shop and get some stuff. So right. What did we get? We got the basics. We got lube, condoms, deodorant.
Yeah.
I got a toothbrush. Sunscreen. I forgot. So, yep, we got sunscreen. Yep. So we got we got the six basics.
I got a tank top.
Nope, that was the next day.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, first day we just got those six things.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
So since we didn't have anything to unpack, we kind of looked at each other when we got back to the room and we were like, huh, nude pool.
Yep, nude pool. Let's
nude
go.
Nude pool. So we head to the nude pool and our friends are already there, which we were so excited about. What does Stephanie do? Stephanie keeps drinking in the pool. Now, let me give a time frame here.
Yep.
We landed in Jamaica at 3:30. We landed in Jamaica at 3:30. We arrived to the resort at 5:15-ish. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We get to the pool pretty quickly. And I make out with one of our really hot friends that I would never, never kiss.
But you did.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And by 7 o'clock, Stephanie was drunk. And we leave the pool.
By what time?
By 7.
By what time?
By 5:15-ish. Yeah. So
exactly.
So Stephanie went really hard. And I was pretty schnockered. And so we go to the room. We have to get ready for dinner, which we don't really have to get ready. We just have to put our clothes back on because we don't have anything to change into. And I'm going to let you start. I'm going to let you tell this story.
So the first attempt consists of Stephanie falling down, speaking some language I've never heard.
I don't remember any of this.
Some like bumblish something. I don't even know. It was like she's trying to whine, but at the same time pout. I don't get it. And so we went back to the room because I was like, nope, you can't even stand up on your own. Come on.
And this whole time, I haven't eaten all day.
Yeah. So we go back. We probably wait an hour easy. She's like, no, we waited a couple minutes. I'm like, we waited an hour. She splashes water on her face. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. This is the second attempt. We make it almost all the way up the hill, and then she collapses again.
But
so back down we go, back into the room. What's the but?
No, we went up that time.
No.
We didn't?
No. The third time was the charm. We are now almost 3 hour difference from where we were when we were originally going to go to dinner. So the third time, successful. She finally gets up there, but she is just phased out. I mean, glazed.
I was hungry.
Glazed over, eyeballs just. I'm on 911 functioning mode, babe. I need to eat, and that's it. But that's not what she's telling me. Oh, we're going to go do this. We're going to do this. And I'm like thinking, eat this plate, hurry up. So we eat. Meanwhile, people that we know are, you know, hey, what are you guys doing later? And inviting us places and other influencers and other podcasters and other. And I'm just thinking, I need to get Stephanie into the room. This is 911 emergency. And so I was like, hey, yeah, we're going to go get ready and we'll meet you guys later. And she's kind of pouting. She's like, why are we leaving? What do we do? And I'm like, let's go.
I believe I was saying, I don't need to get ready. I don't have any clothes.
You were saying something, all right.
I don't know.
So I get her down into the room. Mission accomplished.
I was passed out by 8:30.
She was out. Like, I was like, why don't you lay down? So she lays down and boom. Within, I mean, seconds, I go to ask her a question. I get no answer. I look over. She's done.
So it was about 8:30 in the evening.
Yes.
So my question is, did you do anything after I passed out or did you stay in the room with me?
I went back up to the bar for a couple drinks, talked to somebody, some cute girl, and then talked to a couple and then left. Just kind of got bored. And then I left. Came back down. You weren't going to. This was one of the few times I was like, I'm not going to wake her up with sex. She's just over the rail, over the board. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I'm pretty sure I took care of myself and then I went to bed myself.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the next morning we wake up. We still don't have any luggage.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hangover. But you let me sleep in and you brought me breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Begrudgingly.
Begrudgingly?
Begrudgingly.
You know, whatever. I happily brought you breakfast. don't make me out to be a miser.
Well, I slept in and I missed my wax.
You did.
I did.
I thought sleep was more important for you.
Well, I just want to plug the salon. Hedonism 2 has a full service salon. They do nails, they do waxes, they do massages, facials, a massage by the beach, all kinds of stuff.
They will wax men.
They will wax men. But just shout out, and it's very reasonably priced.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great price. So anyway, I miss my wax. And we kind of decided then we needed to go to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
We spent the first half of the day kind of at the beach. We spent the first half of the day at the beach, but that was when we implemented Stephanie gets one alcoholic beverage, then one giant cup of water. One alcoholic beverage, one giant cup of water.
Okay.
And that was good. That worked out good.
I like how you said, and we implemented this.
We had lunch at the nude pool, at the nude grill that day.
Yes.
And at the nude grill, the lunch offerings is usually jerk chicken,
mm-hmm.
Hamburgers. Anything else? French fries?
Yeah, they do. I mean,
grilled cheese.
All American, just bar food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it's a good food if you don't want to walk anywhere else on the resort. And it's right there by the nude pool.
Exactly.
And so, then, of course, after we ate, we had to move to the nude pool because that's when the party starts. That's when My Frisky Business and Topless Travel take over and the whole pool transforms into a freaking outdoor party.
Mm-hmm. Lots of contests.
Mm-hmm. So that was the day that Chelsea and Jess had sex on the side of the pool with a strap on.
That's right.
It was sexy.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Or did I forget about that?
I don't know. I don't know. Did you? Okay. So we sit there and we play. We talk to a group of friends. But I needed a nap. Man, I was mm-hmm. tired. And so we go back to the room and I lay down for a minute. And then you're not going to let me sleep. You're like, hey, I have a daddy challenge for you.
Well, I went to the gym.
While I slept.
Yes, you slept. I went to the gym and then I came back.
Oh, okay.
Because well, you woke sleep. Up when I was in the shower.
I did go to sleep, but then you implemented the daddy challenge. And what was that?
Oh, yeah. So earlier that day while we were at the pool, she saw this guy that she said was cute. And so I was like, well, then I'm going to make her do something about this. So after I get out of the shower, I was like, hey. Because she's all restless and stuff. And she's like, I want to go do this. And I was like, I'll tell you what you can do. I was like, you can go back to the nude pool. Pretty sure that guy that you thought was cute is still there. And you're going to go grab him and say, hey, you're going to come back to my room. You're going to fuck me while I suck my husband's dick. And then we're going to have fun. Instead, she does what?
I bring back a female for you. And for me. And we have a threesome. We have an afternoon threesome.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not enjoy the afternoon threesome?
Of course I did, baby.
I just didn't work myself up to that level. But I was very proud of myself that I brought somebody back.
I was too.
Were you shocked?
I was. What? Well, no, shocked is not the word. I was surprised.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I never sway with the surprises. You never know what I'm going to do. But, okay, so that night, you know, they do the theme nights. That night was sports night. And usually that's our jam because, you know, we play off the whole moniker, the sex coaches and all that.
Right.
But we didn't have any luggage. So I had to
I couldn't show off my bones of steel.
Oh, I had to get very creative. And so what I did is I took one of the beach towels, but full disclosure, I asked the owner for permission before
she
I did this.
She told him she didn't ask.
I asked Harry for
she said,
permission.
Harry, this is what I'm going to do.
Did not.
This is what I'm going to do, Harry. That was her asking.
Well, anyway, he said yes. And so I took a beach towel.
I think he said, well, I guess I don't have a choice.
I don't think so. Anyway, you let me finish?
Sure.
So I cut it up and made, I turned myself into a sports towel.
She did. She did a pretty good job, especially considering the scissors we were using.
Oh, we had the baby scissors.
They were the blunted, baby scissors. Tipped
baby scissors. Yep. That's what they had at the front desk.
We used those to cut this damn towel.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
It took forever.
It did. But you didn't see my vision at first.
I didn't. She first told me, I was like, I don't, what do you, she's like, I'm going to cut up a beach towel and I'm going to go as a sports towel. And I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, okay. I couldn't see it.
It's okay.
But I saw it.
You did see it. And you guys, the listeners to the show, you can see it if you check out our website, stephanieandfox.com, because we're going to have those pictures posted. We haven't even posted them yet. So, okay. Now we're sports towel. And you were wearing the clothes that you brought in your backpack because you're much smarter than me and actually put clothes in your backpack. And I brought all the medicine. So, future note to self. Pack a freaking set of clothes.
Yes, always.
And yeah, always. Anyway.
I had the condoms too.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Hell yeah, I did.
Yeah. So, priorities?
Priorities going to Hedo.
Well, it's sports night.
Hold on. Clothes or condoms?
Right.
Clothes or condoms? I'm going to go with condoms.
Yeah. We did buy some condoms that first night, though, because I don't think that you remembered you had them, but we had lots of condoms.
Yep.
But so that sports night, we had dinner with a big group of our friends at Pastafari. And for those of you who haven't been to Hedo, Pastafari is their Italian stallion?
What? They're Italian restaurant.
But it's really
Where'd you
good.
Get stallion?
Italian restaurant. I don't know.
Okay, Rocky.
Yeah. But you had the lamb chops.
Yes, which were freaking excellent.
Yeah, and I had the gnocchi.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That was pretty good too.
It was. And what I love about when you go to the different restaurants at Hedo, you have the appetizer, then you have the salad, the entree, and the dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all included. It's all included. You don't. It's just there.
It's usually a 5-course meal.
Yeah, it's so delicious. But so finishing off that day, after our fun day at the pool, me being hungover, our afternoon threesome and some great dinner with friends, you took me back to the room, and you were like, "You said I'm gonna reclaim you."
I said you're getting naked, not to be confused with naked.
Naked. Well, we had some amazing reconnection sex, just like to reestablish.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot. Yeah. Then that was the night that we had the disappointing pizza.
Yeah. I don't know if it was a chef or the ingredients or they ordered from somewhere else, but the pizza wasn't the same this time around.
It wasn't. We were so set on those midnight pizzas.
Well, and the bacon grilled cheese sandwiches were off too.
They were. They weren't bad.
But they were. It was just different.
It was different that first time.
Yeah.
So see, that's something that didn't live up to my expectations.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that food.
Because that's the important part of Hedo.
That is my expectations. Or are you talking about the food?
The food, oh, not your expectations. Of course, it's supposed to be your expectations, baby. It's Hedo.
I get it, but just stop it. That we went to bed after, you know, some time. But what I love, and that next morning, you woke up horny as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, come here. I think of it like it's that game you play.
Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, it's like, come here. It's
no, he goes, get over here.
Yeah, whatever. You're
talking about Scorpion.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt when you woke up that morning and you're like, pulled me across the bed.
No, yeah, probably.
Not complaining in any way, but it was amazing sex that morning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We still didn't have clothes, but we're on like day 3 and we don't have any luggage.
Mm-hmm.
This is not good. We went to the store It was on day three that we went and we bought all those hideous clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because we had nothing.
I wouldn't call them hideous.
No, but they weren't.
They weren't great either.
My dress looked like a grandma dress.
Baby.
I cut it up and it looked cute.
Agreed.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I can make anything look cute. I can rock it. That was kind of one of the sweetest moments that you and I had was that day at the beach. We were sitting there and you just so sweetly, you just looked over at me and you were like, I love the person you are when we're here. I love who you are when we're here. You're so free. And it was just such a sweet and tender moment for me.
Let's not give people the wrong impression that I'm some like soft guy. Let's calm down.
It was a good moment. Mm-hmm. Moving into the pool party. So Topless Travel, they bring all of these games. It's amazing. And so one of their signature games is the car wash.
Yeah.
And the car wash is, they line up.
I don't know if the car wash is a game or it is just a whole lot of fun.
It's a whole lot of fun. So You ladies line up in front of each other. And of course, everybody's nude because that's what you do at Hedo. So you have this long line of beautiful ladies. And then the men walk through them and the women wash them with their boobs, bodies, butts, whatever. And there's soap everywhere. And it's just, I'm telling you, amazing, right? So they're doing that. I don't particularly care to participate in that stuff, mainly because I'm ADHD and I'll get bored real quick and I just want to walk off. But you can't walk off because you have this long line of guys. So I just sit there and watch them. During this car wash, like I said, they're squirting the soap. And then there's like these little sponge people squirting water on them. Well, this is a long line of ladies. And it's taking these two sponge squirters. They're not getting the ladies wet. So I come up with an idea. And I get all the guys, because all the guys are lined up just watching this, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, oh, they're drooling. So I was like, let's give them liquid tips. And so we started. I was acting a damn fool that day in the pool. I was dancing everywhere. But I had the whole line of guys, and I had them all splashing the ladies. And they were splashing them, getting them all wet. And they were like, liquid tips, baby, liquid tips. They liked it. It was fun. I kind of get everybody together.
You do.
It was a fun moment. Everybody, by the end
I was just sitting back watching, going, yep, that's my girl.
Had it going, but oh, it started raining during the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
It sure did. And we were all in the pool, party going, rocking out, music blaring, and then that lightning strikes across the sky.
And
we're done. Done.
Everyone out of the pool, yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Yep.
It knocked the electricity out.
Yeah, so then it started raining insanely hard out of nowhere. And then the wind started picking up, and I looked at Steph, and I was like, I think it's time to go to the room. So as we're walking to the room, there's like three or four lightning strikes on top of the buildings.
Oh, that's right.
And then we get into the room, and there's another lightning strike, and this one is so loud, it like hurt my ears, which is hard to do because of my hearing issue. So, boom. I mean, it was like we looked at each other and then within seconds, everything flickered and boom.
Nothing.
That was it. No lights, no electricity, the plumbing, because it's all electric. Everything goes out. But did that stop anyone at Hedo from partying?
My goodness. So everybody, because it was hot in our rooms,
everyone opened their doors.
And their windows, because it was beautiful. The wind was blowing. The rain had sort of stopped.
And everyone's digital power came out.
I want you to know, we laid in our bed, and it sounded like a Jamaican mating season in the jungle.
Like sex and good music.
It was exactly.
The sound of sex and good music.
It was amazing. I was so impressed with everybody around us. It was just, I loved every minute of that. It pushed dinner back a little bit because we didn't have electricity.
Right.
But we got there and they did the show and that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was, the night that we hooked up with our couple, the first couple.
Yes. So we had met a couple
at the pool.
And so, you know, we just were talking. Well, talking led to flirting. Flirting led to, surprisingly, Stephanie going, "Hey, by the way, we want to play with you guys," which is very rare for her. That's usually my job.
Yeah.
And she just was like, here it is. And then they were like, yes, not this very second, like this later tonight, but yes. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, that's right. We met up with them after dinner and the show and everything.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Well, because this wouldn't be a complete adventure if something else didn't go insanely wrong. That evening, between the swimming pool and us saying we're going to play, and then us finally playing, I start my cycle. Mm-hmm. Out of nowhere. So it was already kind of a very embarrassing situation, but this couple was like, we don't care, let's go. Mm-hmm. And it was such a fun night.
Yeah, it was.
It was so much fun. Lots of play. So we did get our midnight grilled cheese because that's what you do when you go to Hedo.
We introduced them to that.
We did. Oh, yeah, they went with us. And then
they were like, what are you talking about?
Yes.
And like after we had fun, we were like, well, what are you guys doing? Because we're going to go down with a grill and get this bacon cheeseburger, or excuse me, this grilled cheese bacon sandwich. And they're like, what? And they're like, oh, we'll go. So we all went down there and introduced them to midnight food.
And yeah, it was so good. Mm-hmm. But how we ended the night was me and you laying in the bed listening to Massive Attack. Mm-hmm. And snuggled up.
Yep.
It was so awesome.
Massive Attack is a group that's kind of our go-to, like, chillax. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Day four, guess what? We got our luggage. It was amazing. And so we kind of spent that morning and afternoon unpacking and setting up our room. Because you can bring all the kinds of stuff with you to decorate your room. And people do. And we brought lights for outside. We brought lights for everything. And we had toys, the whiteboard. We write notes to each other on the board. It was just so much fun. Mm-hmm. So we spent that afternoon kind of unpacking finally since, you know, we had some stuff.
We got some funny messages, too.
Oh, we did.
But, like, I didn't know who they were from half the time. Like, sometimes people put their initials. Yeah. I was like, well, I don't know what that means. Other time, people put their room number. And I was like, okay. Yeah. And then other times, I couldn't read the right.
Yeah.
But I could read, like, the main message. Mm-hmm. And they were pretty cool.
Yeah, I loved that. That was your idea, and I really appreciate that one. But we went... Oh, so after our luggage, we unpacked, and then Hedo does this thing where they bring in different chefs, they bring in different things, like you'll have coconuts by the beach, chefs by the beach, and that was the day we had that jerk chicken by the beach.
That was the day you yelled at me in the room, because our luggage got there, and you wanted to go, and you were like, let me guess. You sat down, you go, let me guess, you have to unpack.
Every little thing.
Look. I have to have my stuff where I need my stuff. I gotta know where it's at. And so it's gotta get taken care of.
But it takes forever.
But it's systematic and it works.
Okay.
I could tell you someone was in our room.
That is very true. Very true.
I have my method. And it works.
We got that lunch on the beach.
Yes, we did.
And I sat in that metal chair, and I had looked like I had a waffle ass because you're nude over there, and I didn't think to put a towel down, so I had a waffle ass. You're welcome. The pool party started, and Chelsea did her butt plug show.
Yes,
that's pretty amazing. I'm impressed every time I see it. She's so hot. And then we had an afternoon fivesome.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I didn't participate, but I certainly watched. I got permission to take pictures, videos. You said I was directing a little bit.
You were.
It was fun. I'd never been a voyeur before, and it was just, it was out of my element. And at first I felt, okay, I want to do this, but I can't. And I felt a little left out, but then I just was like, no, I'm going to direct it. I'm going to participate. And it was just, it was a lot of fun for me.
It was fun. I got spoiled. It was absolutely fun.
That was the Jamaican themed night. Mm-hmm. And so we don't really have a themed clothes for that. So we just wear our beach wear that night.
Right.
Yeah. There was we did the show. We did some dancing. We went to the piano bar that night. And then we went to the courtyard and we danced our ass off. And ended up in our regular spot around midnight.
Yes, we did.
Yes, very we did. Much. And then we went to bed pretty early that night.
Did we? Yeah, I think we were. Yeah. That's right. We did go to bed pretty early.
Yep.
I think we were just both done. We were kind of tired.
That was a pretty eventful day.
It was.
I mean, not every really day was. You get a fivesome.
Yep. And then go dance. And then, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and after our friends left the room, you know, they, me and you, you, we finished, or you, mm-hmm. we had sex, I guess. So I was included. I got mine. If anybody else is worried about that, I got mine. But so,
I'm sure there are people worried about that.
I know.
I'm worried that you don't get your fun.
I got it. So that I day. Get it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so we get up on the fifth day. It was pretty rainy all day. And so you and I just slept in.
Yeah.
We did. We slept in. We had the window open and we listened to the rain. Mm-hmm. Turned the air conditioner like really low. Sorry, Harry. But it was humid. So, but it was just a nice, calm afternoon. And then we went to Rick's Cafe. There was about 85 people with us.
Yep.
We all went in the rain.
We went, yeah. In the rain, with, what was it, like six buses or six vans and buses mixed?
Yeah, it was a lot of people.
Of people. Yeah.
It was a lot of people. I wore my crocheted bikini you got me. Mm-hmm. And I want to report that is a well-built bikini because it withstood me jumping off that cliff two times.
Yep. And I'm going to give our friend Yola a shout-out. Because she's the one that makes them.
Yes, they are the cutest things. And they fit so well.
And literally, she makes these gorgeous crochet bikinis that look really cute. Their Facebook page is Yola, Y-O-L-A, the letter N, and then Scott, spelled just like Scott. Look them up. They're a pretty cute couple. They're awesome people, but if you're interested in a bikini,
we can also put a link on our website for them.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, I mean, and like I said, they were well built. Mm-hmm. So that was Wednesday night, and what's Wednesday nights known for at Hedo?
Sure.
Glow night.
Well, you can't do that to me, you know. I have my schedule in front of me.
But glow night.
And yes.
Glow night is so much fun.
It's a lot of fun.
We had our clothes. We had
our glow sticks.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Rings. Else. We brought all kinds of fun stuff for glow night. But we decided to partake in some yummy treats. And we hung out with some sexy people. You got to paint glow paint on beautiful ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all of us had your handprint on our ass.
Yes, it was amazing. It's like three nice butts. Oh, we need this. Oh, okay, I'll sacrifice.
I will sacrifice.
Yeah, I'll do this, sir.
If I must.
It's a tough job.
Somebody had to do it.
Yep.
We danced in the courtyard. They always have the most fun glow or
The music.
The light show. Good Lord.
Oh, yeah. The laser light show.
The laser light show. And it's so much fun. And we sit out there and we dance so long.
And they have the best music for it. I mean, it's just the music. Every single song makes you want to dance.
And the entertainment crew.
Ladies, are you ready to take your intimacy to the next level? Head over to our website to find out about relationship, intimacy, and sex counseling.
And gentlemen, are you needing a little bit more? Join us at stephanieandfox.com to learn tips on how to communicate with that special someone and ignite that flame.
Now, let's get back to the show.
They are awesome. They'll dance with you. They're sexy. They're really sexy. Did I say really sexy? Because they are hot and so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we experienced something we had never experienced that yet.
So, yeah. Two of our friends and us were all vibing. And so I don't remember who brought it up, but someone brought it up playing. Oh, she's pointing at herself.
It was me.
You again?
Me.
Look at you on a roll.
Taking it.
And so we go back to their hotel room. Hotel room. To the room. Wow.
Hotel. Holiday Inn. Naked story time is fun.
So we go back and we start playing, and they pull out this device that they plug into the wall, and from that wall they make you hold on to this
adapter.
Well, no, it's a grounding plate, mm-hmm. is what it is. And then everyone comes and touches you. Well, the larger the surface they touch, the less of the shock and vibration you get. The smaller area, and it like zaps you. So we quickly realized that, wow, we can make her orgasm just by touching around her clit.
And I have never in my life experienced something like this,
mm-hmm.
let alone had an orgasm by nobody touching me at all. You just put your finger and it shocked you.
Yep, that's pretty neat.
It was so cool.
And what's that thing called?
It was the Twilight Violet Wand with adapter.
There you go.
We're going to order that.
We're going to order this.
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't we already?
I don't know.
Because we couldn't find it?
No.
Or something?
I think we just forgot. But I'm ordering that bed.
Yes, please.
We'll give you a full product review again. You got to do it twice to make sure it's still good.
So then we get into it, right? We get into the sex part, and to our absolute satisfaction, they're like us sexually, and so everything just vibed, and it was awesome, and it was just a really, really great experience. And then we left 3 hours later.
I just need to...
It's like 11 o'clock right now when this happens.
No, sir, it's later than that.
No, it was... No, because we went to the room earlier. Trust me.
Okay.
Remember. I stayed sober.
Not much. Don't even go there. Not a glow night. No, sir.
Anyway.
So, hold on.
Okay.
The sexual compatibility between us and that couple was fire.
Yeah. Yeah, it was hot.
All sex is good sex if it's pleasurable and consensual, right?
Absolutely.
So we have good sex. We have great sex. But then you have vibe sex. And I don't know if it was because of that wand or what, but we were vibing. I was electrified.
Wow.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. So we actually had to stop because we were all dehydrated and exhausted.
Right.
I had multiple orgasms, which is rare for me, but I don't think either one of you guys did.
Mm-mm.
No.
You girls did.
Oh, we had multiple.
Yeah, the girls did.
I won't speak for her, but I know I had, I was just, my body was exhausted.
Yeah, but that wasn't
W. That wasn't blind for you. You took me right downstairs and you're like, nope.
Yeah, she's like falling asleep and I'm like, I don't know why you're going to sleep. You might as well wake up because Dad, I'm not done.
When I say that we had sex for 5 solid hours.
Yeah, it was
crazy. Insane.
Yeah.
The door was open. People were walking by, watching. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
It was awesome. I think that's the longest we've ever fucked straight. Without a break. Like taking a break for 10, 20, 30 minutes, maybe an hour, then going back to it.
Yeah.
But we didn't stop at all. It was, I don't even know how that happened.
We stopped long enough to walk down the stairs because our room was above ours.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was pretty impressive.
So that's 8 hours of sex. So the next day, I'm going to tell you.
That's day 6 and we stop here. Day 6 is
going to be. Oh, I'm not allowed to tell you guys.
No.
Okay.
So
I like that.
This was part 1 of our naked story time with Stephanie and Fox. How'd you like it?
I see what you did there.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been having a great time.
Yeah. So, guys, I want you to tune in next week to see if we actually made the catamaran cruise.
That morning.
After our long sexcapade. Oh, we're going to talk about some more sexy adventures with some beautiful people. Because those first 5 days, we only hooked up with, not enough.
Hey, don't make us sound slutty.
Why? It's Hito. It's Hito.
Fair, fair, fair.
And we're gonna see if I found my confidence and actually completed that daddy challenge from earlier in the week. Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah. Well, guys, so we'll see you next week with the rest of our unexpected extended stay at Hedonism 2 in Jamaica.
That sounded like it hurt.
It did.
Have a good night, guys.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to our show. And remember, you are not in this alone, and we are here to help.
You can check us out at stephanieandfox.com and subscribe to all of our social media accounts to get free resources about evolving your intimacy.
Have a good night.
Have a good one.